From violent tornadoes to devastating flooding, Kentucky weather is hard to predict. Researchers at the University of Kentucky are working to change that. It's part of a five-year, $20 million award from the National Science Foundation's Established Program to Stimulate Competitive Research, or NSF EPSCoR, and $4 million of additional funding for the project provided by the Kentucky Cabinet for Economic Development. This project is called CLIMBS, Climate Resilience Through Multidisciplinary Big Data Learning, Prediction, and Building Response Systems. Rodney Andrews is the program director of Kentucky NSF EPSCoR. He explains the goal of CLIMBS.
For Kentucky, the CLIMBS project offers solutions to how do we do better in protecting our communities. Yes, we're building research infrastructure, but at the same time, we're maintaining a focus on how do we help the Commonwealth? How do we help the citizens? How do we make them better prepared for the weather events that are becoming increasingly common?
It's a huge team behind this project from eight institutions.
We have scientists, we have engineers, we have computer scientists, we have geologists, we have other kinds of environmental scientists, we have social sciences. So we've got a lot of different people at the table who are bringing a lot of different ideas and really focusing on the problem and really being able to build a network of understanding in terms of how to deal with climate resiliency.
That's Zarina Krofchak. She's a biosystems engineer. For CLIMBS, she's also working with civil engineer Sebastian Bryson.
CLIMBS is critical. One of the things that we have seen in the news is that Kentucky is susceptible to all types of natural hazards. One of the things that CLIMBS aims to do is it aims to put all of this in perspective and in context of the local communities, and specifically the local communities in Eastern Kentucky.
This project also includes research expertise from the Kentucky Geological Survey. Mike McGlue shares the importance of CLIMBS for Kentucky.
The first step in the process is to build up our capacity at Kentucky's universities to understand the dynamics associated with a change in climate, right, and how that will ultimately impact the state. What we hope is that we'll have a much deeper understanding of how changing climate dynamics actually affect different aspects of Kentucky's both natural and built environments and ultimately its people as well.
CLIMBS combines science and engineering to help benefit Kentuckians in real time. You can learn more about this project on uknow.uky.edu. For UK at the Half, I'm Lindsay Travis.